Hey there, loyal listeners. As you know, the Top Games podcast is made possible by Hardcore Gaming 101's Patreon supporters, who help keep this show alive by donating as little as $2 each month. If you were to join them in doing that, you would not only help keep the lights on at HG 101 Towers, you'd also get access to our super secret Patreon RSS feed, which is full of ad-free versions of this podcast with exclusive bonus game rankings. Here's a taste of what you've been missing. Hotline Miami. It's a great game. Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, and it doesn't really matter because you're just some guy who like wakes up and gets weird messages on his answering machine, and then you go to weird places and you hit people with baseball bats and shoot people with a pig mask on
for really no reason, right?
No reason at all. No reason.
It's willing to have that acid trip sort of.
Yeah, like personally, just speaking from experience, I've never like taken a bunch of crystal meth and shot a room full of people with a gun, but if I had, I feel like this would really be a good semblance of the experience. Go to patreon.com/HG101 and pledge a couple bucks. That's patreon.com/HG101. Act now and be a hero.
Yeah. Yeah. No. For some, this is painfully obvious, but hardcore gaming means it ain't for the novices. The main source to brain train your knowledge, a lane maintained with a course aimed at colleges. To HG 101, we give the honor, thanks to Kirk, a lot of Xerxes to host it proper, as well as Satanga, Cal and Bobinator, Booker Hart and others discuss and discover all the 47,000 games, and when they rate them, you can bet it's scientifically locked in position. Speaking of which, no system is obscure, and look, they wrote a book about it, go out and cop yours.
Hello and welcome to HardcoreGaming101.net's Top 47,858 Games of All Time podcast, where we objectively, definitively, and scientifically rank the games that you nominate. My name is Xerxes, and I'm the show's main host and producer, and on this podcast we have three rules. Rule 1, all rankings are final, official, and scientifically accurate. Rule 2, you can nominate one game at a time via 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Those are the ones we try to get to first. You can also go to bit.ly/rankthisplease and add a game to the slush pile and cross your fingers. We make no guarantees on those. Rule number 3, you can nominate games that have already been nominated, just don't nominate games you've already ranked. See the master list for yourself. It's at bit.ly/47kgames. That's bit.ly/47kgames.
Dogs.
Hello. Hey, everybody. For this episode, we're going to be talking about ActRaiser, which was nominated by Gino Magician on Twitter and Celador on Patreon. Thank you. Are those the same person? I know Gino, definitely. I've met Gino quite a few times. Gino is a local boy from around where I live and around where Kurt lives. And I don't think he's met you. Beef, but we might as well introduce ourselves now. Who's with me besides Slow Beef? But you can introduce yourself too.
I'm Slow Beef.
Well done.
I'm Word on the Wind.
And I am Satanga.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to be talking about ActRaiser, and it was developed by Quintet and published by Enix for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Earliest release date and territory is December the 16th, 1990 in Japan. Where do we even begin with this one?
Your swarthy people have prayed for an end to their blight, and these puny mortals need your help, and I guess you'll help them if you have to.
These people who decided to name their town Bloodpool.
Well, that's kind of the territory.
They can't quite call you, you know, God, even though that's exactly what you are because of Nintendo stuff, I guess. So you're the master, right?
Yeah. And you're definitely not going to fight Satan. No. It's Tanzra.
Yeah,
Tanzra.
I just realized lately that Tanzra is just the two syllables of Satan swapped, and S, it becomes Z for some reason. I just realized that yesterday.
Oh, I thought it was like Satan Z, but like an anagram.
Satan Z sounds like an anime.
It's like Dragon Ball Z, but Satan.
It's like, let's mix up Satan. No. Satan X. Z. No. Satan Z. I'll take your Satan X and raise you.
Raise you one consonant.
If it were an X, then they'd be a nobody.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Wow.
The New Jersey go.
That's how we do it here in the Garden State.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so you are God / the Master, and there are six lands you have to watch over. Each of them kind of has a real world counterpart. Like
some naked flying babies out there to tell you what to do.
Yeah. Totally not biblical.
Goodness.
Not cherubs.
Absolutely a biblical cherub.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Not an absolutely angel. Not. It's naked flying baby time. That's all it is.
And then in each land, you have to go down, kick some monsters' asses. Then you get to raise a town for a while, and then something bad happens, and you have to kick the monsters' asses again.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a very straightforward formula that, the action parts are certainly very well-paced, but it's the simulation that's the real meat of the core of the thing that you're playing.
The meat of the core of the thing yes. is the exactly what that's like. It's
shoot the meat core.
It's the bone.
But
yeah.
No, I mean, I feel like I the parts I remember were the side-scrolling action with the insanely good soundtrack from God himself. I mean, from myself, God myself.
Yeah, it's
the part that always stuck out to me is the fact that if you want to max out your life bar, you have to systematically go around and just earthquake all of your people until they stop building shitty buildings.
We'll get to that. Yeah. So this game is like, as we've tried to describe it, because everybody who's played this game will talk to anybody else who's played this game and they'll be like, oh my God, did you like totally like nuke those guys? And like they get around the circle and they pray and then they like seal the monster layers and then you got to go. But if you got to really understand it, you got to play it to understand it. But it's basically like a combination between like, say, Castlevania 3 and SimCity. For the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, like crap Populous in a way.
I don't much better than Populous. Populous has
simple
like
Populous.
Yeah, maybe crap is the wrong word. It's very like light on the simulation part of it. It's almost like a simulation puzzle, meaning there's one problem plaguing the town, you solve it, and then you kind of move on. You know?
It's weird because the simulation part is not really that good, but for some reason it adds to the game in a way I can't quite.
Yeah. I always found the simulation aspect to be the more memorable part of the game myself.
Mm.
It is, yeah.
Well, okay. I'll say that. And I'll say, interestingly, too, ActRaiser 2, which I feel like, which is, they removed the simulation part of it, and I think even have a better action base to it, is less memorable. It is. And I was thinking about it, and it's almost like the simulation helps pace it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It serves a nice breather in between. It is basically it's a sandwich model that makes every bite very tasty. And it's like, if you don't have the simulation in there, you're just chopping some very fine bread, basically.
I think what it amounts to is the simulation aspect adds like a context to it. And it's like, you build your relationship with, you know, the people and all this. And then it's like, oh, some asshole's coming in to trounce my people. Get in line.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
only I can do that, asshole.
Yeah, that's my job, asshole.
There's actually something in one of the later levels I wanted to touch on there that's actually kind of controversial, but the simulation bits, while they are blood simple, I think that they're kept entertaining through the fact that you're not just sitting on your duff. You're also flying your angel around trying to shoot down these monsters to keep from mucking up everything. Yeah, plus, shooting like, them gets you magic points. So
it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. But like, what's cool about the game is it's not so much about the gameplay systems or the gameplay style. It's more about like the flow of the game. You start out and you've got to like do this thing. And you start out and it's in the Castlevania-ish or I don't know what, like... It's not quite Castlevania.
It's side-scroll platforming with melee combat and magic is what
to me.
I guess it'd be like, kind of like Ghosts and Goblins if it was actually reasonable.
Reminds me a little bit of Rastan too.
Yeah, better comparison. Yeah. It's a lot of that. A lot of that. If you like the SNES sound chip, brother, you in for a treat
and
because
for a
you
game
get
that
lots of it.
First generation. Like, I think this was like a launch title in Japan, or very close to it.
It was very close in the U.S. because I think like SNES came out. That's what the kids call it, right? SNES nowadays. It came out right around the holiday, and this was like out in time for that. You know,
it was like, as far as I was concerned, it was a launch title. It's like Draken, I believe, was the first RPG we got in the United States, like the true RPG. And this is like for RPG fiends. This was like their first taste because it was better than Draken, but had music that was almost as good as Draken, oddly enough. As good as the music is, not quite that good.
I don't know about that.
I mean, Draken's music, I stand by that. But
ActRaiser has an extraordinarily memorable soundtrack.
I think of it to this day all the time. Yeah.
You can remember the tracks. It's so good. Is that true? I mean, wait, were you talking about Draken or ActRaiser?
That's the most memorable one, right? Like the just the basic.
Like, on the one hand, the quality is certainly linked to its creator. On the other, you would not know that this was the same guy who did the Streets of Rage soundtrack.
No. I mean, or even, the Etrian games, right? Like, it's just...
Right.
But just, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I was going to say, to talk about the renown of the soundtrack is Sega recently came out with Sol Seraph, which they felt was like a successor. But one of the big selling points is the intro music was by the same guy who did ActRaiser. Actors or soundtrack, you know.
Since you were mentioning, the Streets of Rage soundtrack, I'm going to guess that we're talking about Yuzo Koshiro here.
I think you're right.
That's exactly the guy. Sorry, we should have mentioned him.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at. It's like, we're talking about this guy. He doesn't have a name. He's just a mystery composer.
He kind of is, though. Like, he's just really good at a lot of different stuff and really knows his shit. This game, what I love about it is it's just like... It seems like it's going to be like a methodical game, but it's not. It's more like the sim elements are very light, and it's so much fun to just start this game up. And I almost always get halfway through it every time I start playing because it's so I don't know why. It just pulls me in.
That's interesting. It's like neither the side-scrolling nor the simulation are particularly wonderful on their own, but I feel like they somehow complement each other in this really way that's hard to... it's like almost intangible sort of way.
Yeah, this is definitely an example of a successful hybrid genre game.
Mm-hmm. It's a game that only would work on something like the Super Nintendo... And really, you can't imagine this on the NES. Like, it just wouldn't have the same flavor to it. It would be too basic. It would be too ugly. You know what I mean? Like, it just... Mm-hmm. It'd be jarring. Like, you play, the Ghostbusters game that was adapted from the Commodore 64 version. It's like, why am I on this screen? Like, what does the screen mean? Like, why am I moving on this... Why am I on this screen now? What is this? I didn't mean to do this. And it's like... It's because it's too abstract, right? But this game has just an elegance to it that makes it work. And I am having a really hard time explaining what this game is like.
It's a rather cohesive game, all told.
It's like you go to one area to defeat Tanzra and help people. They pray for your help, kind of. And your Cupid friend is like, Master, people are praying for your help. There's monsters attacking them. You start the level in a monster's base. You have to fight like a boss. In the side-scrolling section. Then you go to the simulation, and there's some plague or something that's annoying the people, and you solve it, and they're like, by the way, we found another enemy base, and that's like part two of the level, and that has the boss, and then you move on. And every time you go into a level, there's a lovely little mode 7 thing where they scale out and slowly rotate, and that happens exactly right. That exact thing that, once you've heard it once, you'll know it forever.
Never forget it.
No, it's...
And the cool thing is, the way that you build out the town, SimCity style, is, it has an effect on your character's abilities, right?
It raises your life max.
Yeah.
And gives you more simulation spells.
Yeah, it depends on how many people you can cram into any given land space.
Right.
So, as we've mentioned earlier... If you want to min-max your god potential, you have to murder everybody with an earthquake and start from scratch so that they can build the most advanced buildings that they possibly can. It's a morality simulator. It's like, you can go to the dark side and become more powerful, or you can be a light side.
Choice. That's kind of the thing, though. It's kind of like a tough love sort of thing, because the last two tiers of structure are earthquake-proof. So, by, disrupting them from their normal, they're helping themselves in the long run. And a lot of, the problems that they face later on in the game are centered around technologies that the people from another area solve on their own. So, it's really their kind of learning self-sufficiency from themselves, and you're just guiding them in that direction.
Right. I'm smiting you for your own good.
Basically.
And they'll be with God now, so they're getting closer to you.
That's master, right. The master.
Each smiting brings us closer to God.
The master.
Smiting brings us closer to the master.
From Doctor Who. That's all I can think of whenever I hear.
Oh, wow.
I don't even watch
Doctor Who. I was thinking Fallout.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
That's actually a probably more relevant reference for us.
not at all. No. That's not the same master at all.
Fallout.
It's got the word. That's it.
Yeah. So it's really hard to, like I said, like I'm still struggling to, I feel like we've talked about this game for some 15 minutes and we haven't really.
What was wrong with my summation of you start the level side scroller, like short sim and then another side scroller?
Look, nothing was wrong with it, but
nothing. That's right.
Time to fill. So like, just let me.
Oh, you need time to fill. Holy shit. Well, wait a second here, pal.
I could mention that one controversial thing that I hinted to earlier.
You have to now.
Well, yeah, and this is going to the original Japanese version where you are actually God and how it's been translated for the island nation, Maranha, I believe it was called. That's the fifth area, basically. The jeopardy that you face in that area is that another religion basically steals your people out from under you, and you have to assert your dominance as the one true god, kill the false god, and bring them back to your fold.
Those about right. Bastard Quakers.
Now, was that how it was intended in the Japanese version? Because like the American translation tries to play it off more like an evil cult, I think. But
I don't know, but I will say, yeah.
AGTP did do a retranslation of the game, you know, restoring the original God and Satan names. And for the most part, the rest of the script is actually rather accurate by what I remember, and it's mostly just the fact that the J version has more difficult combat stages, and then there's like the Master and Satan name changes, and I don't think anything else was really changed. I do think that that whole thing is, like, it's supposed to be, you know, the agents of the bad guy are trying to get in on your act, like, deliberately, as opposed to, it's like, you know, oh, over here we've developed Judaism, and that ain't gonna fly.
Okay, so I'm looking for controversy where it doesn't exist, I apologize.
Well, no, it's really entirely possible. Like,
you know what's even more controversial? Why is the game called ActRaiser?
I don't know. I think about that.
Like a curtain rising on the world, and
no, but
all the world's your stage.
That doesn't make sense. I think it's rather, as it's more commonly known. I think it's rather clear myself. First, you go in and act by going through the action stages, and then you raise a town.
That's just crazy word.
What?
You're a crazy lady. What are you talking about?
That's wacky.
That's just nuts.
It's so crazy. It just might work.
No,
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah.
I want to say that Quintet Enix could see into the future and they know what SEO is in 1990. And, like, the word ActRaiser.
These two words together.
Exactly.
All right. What if there's a big index of things that I don't know what the internet is yet, but we need to search for it. Really unique.
There will be this thing called Google. Hear me out. The craziest ass words will be the most important and most profitable.
Some executive
that needs to be like, smitten with lightning immediately.
I've got it. God farm. Right. Yeah, no.
That would also work.
God farm.
Write this down. Nobody touch it. Copyright 2019. Xerxes. Nobody else was in it. I did.
You called out Harvest Moon with a USA tank.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I just thought of that for some reason.
We gotta rank this thing. But before we do, anything else we gotta mention? Probably not, but go ahead.
There are magic spells that you do get from doing the settlement things, and realistically the only one worth using is the lightning spell, so there's a lightning system in the facade of a magic system.
The best thing about it is the sound effect too.
I like that you're an all-powerful god, but you have to inhabit the statue of just a dude with a sword, and you're like, yeah. Oh, that's all I can
do. I think it's supposed to be a statue of yourself.
Well, what kind of crap god are you? Where it's like, I'm going to smite everybody. Oh, a demon?
Almighty god who takes the form of a slightly taller than average man who wears armor with like a wing helmet and a sword.
Look upon my golden opera mask in despair.
And then God just looks at the cherub and is like, I like Captain America. You shut up.
You look like the box art from Final Fantasy Mystic Quest. Behold!
I mean, compared to God,
well, my name is Benjamin.
Your god looks good in this outfit, does he not?
I want to compare
upon
that.
My loins.
I want to compare.
No, that's the sequel where he wears. He's a shirtless dude in a loincloth.
Yeah, the sequel.
Look, man, it gets hot down there in the mortal realm.
I just want to say, compare this god to when you get god mode in Rise of the Triad, and you can just vaporize everyone throwing large homing spheres.
Yeah,
can't you do that here?
I would take my shirt off in that situation, too. Like,
I mean, what do you think the lightning spell is?
Well, I guess.
All right. I think we've proved the point here, and let's rank it, because...
45 above Minesweeper.
One comment before we play it, ActRaiser is bad. I mean, sequel. The sequel, I meant. No,
ActRaiser 2 is sequel. A better like platform action game, in a sense, because it's like there's more, I think, challenge to it.
It's too freaking hard.
It is really,
it
really
hard. Throws balance out the window.
So the funny thing about that is noted speedrunner PJ, who is the foremost ActRaiser 2 player in the world, has made it clear that he actually really likes the game because it has very few random elements that can like screw up like a run of the game. So it is a game that you know, if you are persistent and consistent, you know, you're not ever going to run into like some kind of an that's bullshit kind of thing. It is a
game better
just through
speedrunner.
I think better for robots is a fair argument for ActRaiser 2. I would also say
it is infested with gremlins. So
I have a friend who's big named Dectalon, who's really big into like action games like this. And the thing, like I didn't like ActRaiser 2 either until he sort of told me about this approach where you get more tools and they are harder to use, but like, if you kind of embrace like the weird double jump, the weird swoop, the down strike and all that stuff, it like you actually have a better arsenal and more to do with it. So it's like better as a technical action side scroller. But that said, I did used to hold the opinion that it was too unbalanced and too hard.
It is
and stuff like that.
Revisiting
difficult. It now.
It's definitely a far more technical game.
Yeah. The thing about ActRaiser is like, I guess we've got like a pseudo sequel that Sega has published recently, but for
apparently
a long
it's crap.
Yeah, well, it's not great from what I've heard.
All right, so ActRaiser is the best of its kind.
Pretty much.
No, but seriously, like, why hasn't this been done again in, like, a good way?
So the thing about the spiritual successor, too, is what I've heard is the sim elements, they try to make it more like tower defense and more like a fully fledged sim element, and it's possible maybe they overcomplicated it, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like too much in a specific direction.
Yeah.
It should not be that hard to do. Like, it's just, it's like, it's not that complicated. The sim elements are not complicated. It's more about, like, it just makes you, it gives you a taste of what it's like to be a deity, right? Like, it's like, oh, you're responsible for these people, like, do this thing. But it's really just a game where you, like, float around with your, like, naked baby angel and, like, shoots things with their arrows. And I don't know. I guess it's just like the experience of it is more important than the gameplay elements of it. And, you know, the music is a big part of that and the sound effects and like the fact that it was like a very early Super Nintendo game. And it was just like, oh my God, this like new, I am so justified in paying this much money for this like little ugly ass purple box with the beige that discolors very quickly. You know what I mean? Like
Sorry.
No, I'm done.
I just want to mention, if you are looking for another ActRaiser spiritual successor, apparently there is one called Smelter that's on Steam that's supposed to be really good.
I want to try that. That just sounds terrible, but awesome.
It's I'm just looking at Smelter. Yeah.
With a D or a T, because that makes a big difference.
With a T, like you're smelting metal or something.
All right. Good.
Yeah, it looks like you play a goddess in it. You play as... Okay, there's like pseudo-religious stuff. It looks like a
Jehovina.
at any rate,
Genova.
Oh my God!
Oh, crack the code. Crossover no one wanted.
Where do we want to go
I'm
with this?
Terrible.
One? All right. Where do we want to go?
Let's start. Okay.
My immediate inclination is to start in relation to Blaster Master. I don't know why. This is where my head's.
Where's Blaster Master? Because
308.
It's better than that.
Wait,
I can agree with that.
All right.
Blaster Master's problem is it's broke ass.
We're gonna place it that low off the start.
No, she's just giving a.
She's anchoring the negotiation.
Okay? Right.
Yes.
And we need to put a stop to that. So I say 155, Battle of Olympus.
Yeah, okay, okay, Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay.
I'm proud of that,
look,
baby.
All right. What's up? I was gone for like a month, and the next thing I know was like Call of Duty 4 is like up in like the top 10 or something.
Wait, what? I didn't notice that.
Oh, yeah, it happened.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's weird. All right, whatever. Fine.
No, sorry, not the top 10. I'm sorry. It's number 34.
All right, well,
as if,
let me top 10.
This for all those kids out there who weren't sure what that game was. Hey, I've heard of, what is this Call of Duty nonsense? This sounds like old, old stuff. Guess what? You've got to check it out if you want to live.
Captain Price, there we go. The saga begins, I understand.
Oh, all right, yes.
All right, yeah. So
guess
we all
what?
Agree.
War, not so cool, kid.
All right, so we agreed that this goes better than the upper 300s.
Yeah, seriously, though, Battle of Olympus 155, better or worse?
I think it's better.
Yeah.
Let's keep. I can't measure by that. I never played it.
Here, right, let me throw
it
out
is better, then.
Rez at number 50. I really love Valkyrie.
Ooh, it's got to go below Rez, though.
Okay, I can understand
I mean, that's what I think. Does anybody else agree?
I don't think ActRaiser is top 100 territory.
But, I mean, like, how much... But...
Like, I can see it being in the 100-200 bracket.
Well, that could be pretty low. I mean, 100-200 bracket is like saying, like, it could be, like, in the top, like, 75 percentile.
At 100 is Worms Armageddon, so...
What do you feel about, like, R-Type, let's say? Is it better or worse than R-Type?
Oh, you just stepped on my trap card. Like, R-Type is the one that I would rather play any day.
No. Better than R-Type.
Nights.
R-Type is my favorite shooter.
And therefore, I like this game better.
Well, Word, I actually didn't know that about you. I
R-Type?
Like R-Type,
really?
But honestly find the game almost unplayable after the third level, at least if I want to play it seriously. And
I mean, it's better than Super Mario Land at 149, right?
I think so, yeah.
Super Mario Land, if you didn't know it for Mario, I think it would be.
I think, I mean, the main thing about Super Mario Land is that if you pronounce it correctly, it's it's like it. The main triumph of that game is that it manages to translate the experience to like a very, very tiny resolution.
Sure.
And make it portable. ActRaiser is in a lot of ways like a showcase game too for its own platform. But I do think it is better, and the fact that it hasn't really been duplicated properly, no one's ever really built upon it, perhaps because it can't be built upon. It's not like it's so good, but because like its charms are so unique to its time and
right.
place.
Yeah, like we don't see a lot of, you know, hybrid genre kind of things these days. Like you don't even see things these days where it's just like, oh, you have a shooty stage, you have a racing stage or anything like that. Yeah, you don't see anything like that these days because a lot of people, you know, are of the consensus that, you know, that's not really what they want to do. They just want to.
What would happen is you'd have like the sim game people would be like, this isn't as good as Populous whatever, or like Civ.
Why do you drift to Populous?
And then the action game people would be like,
you're mulling you in our call all of a sudden.
Yeah,
there isn't room for this, though. You're right.
I would say that this is better than Mario Land. I don't think I would call this better than Phantasy Star. In fact, I know I wouldn't call this better than Phantasy Star.
Where is Phantasy Star?
It's two steps up. It's 147. I'd put it in at 148 and displace Oddworld.
I do kind of want to put it... like, Final Fantasy Tactics, I think I could put it below that. But Age of Wonders, Shadow Magic, I mean, come on.
Like,
I'm probably the biggest ActRaiser fan in here, and I'm actually eyeing the high.
No, you're not. You're not at all. You just said you couldn't get past the third level.
No, that was of R-Type.
Oh, I was gonna say, I'm like horrible metric.
I mean,
to be in like an ActRaiser.
How do you even define?
I'm the biggest fan of this turd in here.
What is the third level of ActRaiser? Like, how do you even know?
Cassandra. It's the Egyptian area.
All right, you win. So.
I knew it was Sam.
What about Mega Man 3? Above or below?
Oh.
Below.
Okay, so above or below R-Type. I still say above R-Type.
Below.
Yeah, I don't know.
I maintain, I'm looking at, like, Phantasy Star, Dragon Quest V, like, those things. Like, I would put this below those because I find those more interesting games. Or at least better games to play.
Well, R-Type's a classic. I do really like it.
It's
like,
really classic.
We've established that like the individual parts of this game are kind of on the bare bones and not.
But there's only one part of R-Type, and that's the R-Type.
Shut up! I'm talking. Don't interrupt. We've already established that there's only, you know, so much to the individual parts in this game, and the fact that they actually kind of play off each other really well is basically what this game has going for it from a gameplay perspective. Whereas, you know, if you want something, you know, that actually has good working parts, you can find that very easily in Phantasy Star, DQ5, or R-Type.
I mean, R-Type does have those scenes where, like, the aliens are coming from the floor and the ceiling and just crawling on nothing towards you, and it's hard to dodge.
Yeah, I mean, the hard thing to about, dodge, like, what? There's a lot of games now that, like, pick one gameplay element. It's like, I'm going to make a shooter, and we're going to make the best damn ass shooter in the world.
Yeah.
And they can do that. And there's a lot of games that are like, I'm going to make a side-scrolling action game, and I'm going to make the best damn ass side-scrolling action game in the world. Now, how many games have the balls to just say, I'm going to make an okay-ass, like, side-scrolling action game, and an okay-ass, like, weird fantasy, like, SimCity game.
Like, I don't deny, you know, the ambition of the game here, but that's basically what it's running on. The rest of it is just fumes.
We define the parameter.
Remember
for
when
this
we were
debate.
Smart agrees, to know to do one thing well?
Sorry.
All right, well. I'm not happy about having to place it this low, but if I wanted to bolt it somewhere, I'd work on... Yeah, I'd be okay if you place it between R-Type and Final Fantasy Tactics.
What? You're saying below R-Type, then.
I do like R-Type. I didn't want to give up.
I like R-Type, too. I like Mega Man 3, too. But I'm saying, like, putting it above R-Type is my spot. Okay. And I'm readying the coin of science. So if it's a draw, it's going
to
be a draw.
If I want to press the Xerxes button, we're going to be placing ActRaiser a few clicks below Crash Bandicoot 2.
Look, I hate Crash Bandicoot 2. It is a garbage game for garbage people who like garbage games.
How are we not putting it above Ninja Warriors? This list sucks.
I love this
whole look.
I'm joking.
Spoiler alert: the whole podcast.
I know.
I know.
Spoiler alert: we have Xerxes, so we can't get anything done.
Ouch!
Ringing the coin.
There we go. We now have the reasonable. All
right, we're waiting for Beef. Like, if Beef says above, it's a coin. If Beef says below our type, then it's done.
We're going above.
Okay, gotta
I
flip
want the
it.
Coin.
Tails.
I want power.
All right.
I want the power.
All right. Tails, it's below R-Type.
Yes.
I'm letting it fall to the ground. It's heads. It's heads.
I lied.
That's where it goes.
It's never tails unless it's Final Fantasy V.
I can't believe I got that one. I thought for sure it was going to be tails.
Yeah. I mean,
all right, that's where it goes. ActRaiser, what's the name mean? I don't know. But it goes above R-Type and below Mega Man 3 because science.
These are still really good games, people, just to clarify.
They're all good.
Yeah, anything in the 200 and up bracket is something that is definitely worth playing.
Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Except Diablo 2. Why is that there? That doesn't belong there.
I don't know. Anyway.
That's all for this episode. Special thanks goes out to our lovely co-hosts and compatriots, our theme song MC Norm, check him out at Normally Retro on Twitter, and our technical assistant, video editor, and scriptwriter Ed Burns. You can support this podcast by making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/HG101, I know I did, by subscribing to the HG101 YouTube channel, and by following at GC9X and at HG_101 on Twitter. You can also hang out with us at our Discord channel. It's at bit.ly/HD Discord, but most importantly, help us spread the love of games by getting on iTunes, subscribing to HG101, and giving us a 5-star review. Do it because you like us and you want us to succeed. Until next time, keep keeping it real.